Ballin' so them hard, I swear I think that I'm Kobe. Young bull on this rap shit, but I think that I'm Kobe. I swear I'm dunking on these hoes, on these niggas I'm free throwing. These boys, they don't like me, cause I think that I'm Kobe. Watch me hit the strip club, make it rain like I'm Kobe. Industry full of lights, I play the game like I'm Kobe. And since I think I'm Kobe, my bitch don't like to know me. This is for them niggas that be thinking I'm Kobe. I say, baby, I got the rack, shit like you need to show me.
What's up, y'all?
What's cracking?
Welcome to Young Married and Lit, episode 15.
Cheers.
Cheers, babe.
Yes, sir.
So Ace got me drinking these like beer things. It's shout like out really to
Michelob,
good.
Michelob Ultra Fusion.
Yeah.
It's lit. It's fire. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's actually really good. And I'm not even really a beer drinker like that, but
trying to stay in shape. This is a good thing to cheat with, man.
Yeah, it's actually good, ladies.
It's the healthier alternative, you dig.
It's called Michelob Ultra Infusions. It's like lime and prickly pear cactus, I guess that's what it means. It's like a light beer. And it's actually not too bad. But yeah.
Fire.
So I just wanted to first of all, this is episode 15. And this is called Live Like It's No Tomorrow.
For sure.
And, you know, as everyone should know, Kobe Bryant and his beautiful daughter, Gigi, passed away yesterday.
That's crazy.
Rest in peace to both of them. I want to send my condolences to their families, friends. It was a very
That shit was tragic.
Yeah, it was very tragic. It was just sad altogether. And it just kind of, I was actually, because we were supposed to record on Saturday, was it?
Yeah.
And I'm actually kind of happy that we decided to postpone it. Not really knowing what was going to happen, but it kind of changed our whole little, like, everything.
Yeah, it fucked up the vibe for sure.
So, yeah, I'm actually glad that we went ahead and changed it and just did it today. We just wanted to talk about just being a good person, appreciating people while they're here. Giving people their flowers while they're here. And the first thing I do want to talk about is just like, sometimes you just kind of got to put your pride to side, because if you don't, you could lose out on a lot of good people and a lot of good situations. Sometimes you just got to be the bigger person and apologize. It could be hard at times. It's very hard for me to be the bigger person sometimes, especially when you constantly going through things with maybe the same people. Yeah. Or maybe the same problem over and over. And I don't want to be cliche and just be like, you know, when somebody passed away that's like famous, or even if it's somebody close to you, you know, everybody just be like, oh, I want to be a good person and appreciate everybody. But like, you really do have to appreciate people, like
shit.
For real. I think it's a good thing. I think today I just made sure I text all my friends and was just like, I love you and just I appreciate you and stuff like that. Which I normally try to do anyway, but I just feel like it was just like a black cloud over the social media, over just everything, because, you know, of the Kobe situation. And you just never know when your time is going to come.
You don't.
So, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, at least spread some type of positivity today, because it was a very, very negative. I'm not going to say negative. It was very sad on social media after that. And I know it's going to be like that for a while. LeBron James, he still haven't posted. I've been kind of stalking his Instagram today. He still haven't posted or said anything. And I'm pretty sure he's like super hurt. And, you know, he probably just don't know what to say. But yeah, I just want to say, you know, give people their flowers while they're here. That's pretty much the first thing I want to talk about. And then also just dealing with debt, period. I've dealt with like pretty, you know, big, I would say, like debts that really meant a lot to me, like my grandmother and my Aunt Minnie Belle, my uncle, like stuff like that. But the ones that really hit me the hardest were, of course, my grandmother and my Aunt Minnie Belle. Anybody that knows me knows that they were my heart. So I can totally understand, you know, suffering a big loss and what may come with that. So, you know, you just got to keep your head up, try to think about all of the good times and just know God makes no mistakes. Right. That's easier said than done, because, of course, you don't want anybody in your life to pass away, especially with something tragic like that, like a helicopter crash. You just never know. Crazy. Like, that you know, crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, you just gotta, you know, seek counseling if you need it, or have somebody that you can talk to. Just kind of go from there and take one day at a time, because it really doesn't get easier. You just learn how to cope with it.
Facts.
But it definitely doesn't get easier. I pretty much talk about my grandmother, Aunt Minnie Belle, on an everyday basis. I got my grandmother tatted on me. Like, it's just, I don't know, like, that was my baby. So I can understand when losing somebody close to you, like, how it will affect your life.
Yeah.
I always think about how my kids won't get to experience, like, having, like, that old school grandmother feeling, like, just, or even just like growing up in the hood, like, just, it's nothing like that. Like, I always wanted my kids to, we're going to give them a good life, but I also wanted them to, like, see both sides. So, mm-hmm. Just knowing that they may miss out on that. Well, I know Big Mama, she still stay in Walnut Park.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just nothing like having, like, your grandma, like, a person who just loves you deeply, like, loves you unconditionally. It's nothing like that. So, appreciate y'all grandparents, y'all. If y'all still have grandparents, I'm lucky enough to still have my grandmother on my mother's side. I love Joe to death. And you just have to, you know, make sure that you give people their flowers while they're here. And what you got to say about that, babe?
I agree, wife. You know, ain't too much more I can say to add to it, but other than, you know, keep your family close.
Yeah, definitely keep the family close. And I know it's easier said than done. We even talk about a lot, you know, like getting rid of toxic people in your life and things like that on the podcast. But I'm not saying, like, don't, you know, just deal with people in their bullshit. But at the same time, I'm also saying, like, learn to forgive people.
Be fair.
Exactly. Be fair. Man. Learn to forgive people. Know that nobody is perfect. Now, if somebody just keep continuously hurting you, that's different, you know.
In that case, you got to know when to throw in the towel.
Exactly. But you can always love people from a distance. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's people that I don't talk to anymore, but I love them deeply. Like, I love them so much. But it's just like, you can't allow people to treat you bad, or you can't allow to be in toxic situations or situations that are not good for you, because it ultimately can fuck up your health. It can make you depressed. It can make you stressed. And it's just not worth it. So I would definitely say, you know, pick your battles and pick people in your life that are bringing happiness and positivity to your life. Because it's nothing like a Debbie Downer or a person that always got problems, always got issues.
Right.
Never, you know, just don't want anything out of life, because that shit will start to rub off on you if you let it. So you just kind of got to, you know, live your life and be happy and figure out who's really there for you and who's not there for you. Thanks. But at this point, I'm not going to dwell on that. Like I said, just love them from a distance. Doesn't really, you know, it don't matter at this point.
Yeah.
And then also, it's nothing wrong with being a good person. I would just say, like I said, nobody is perfect. So it's definitely going to be times where you may rub somebody the wrong way. You may do wrong things to people.
Absolutely.
You just never know. So I would just say, ultimately, like, just try to be a good person. If you at least try, you know that you have a good heart, and even if you do hurt people, you don't have a problem with apologizing or, you know, talking about the situation with people. Yeah. Just make sure that, I feel like being a good person is acknowledging that you fucked up.
Right.
It's one thing to do some fucked up shit and you can't even, you know, acknowledge it, or you just always play the victim. Like, I can't deal with people like that.
We passed that, man.
And we getting older, you know, everybody is trying to, you know, live out their dreams and just live a happy life. People trying to get their health together. It's just a lot going on in the world right now. And it's like, you gotta, you know, just keep it moving and just stay positive. That's all I can say.
Got to.
In regards to that. And then, like, finding your purpose, I feel like us starting Young Married and Lit First, the podcast, that was just kind of like, I feel like I wanted to do it. I had been talking about it for so long. And I feel like I found my purpose in it. Like, I feel like people actually like to hear me talk. I feel like they like to know my opinion. I don't really say I give out advice, but I do feel like, you know, I'm very, like, open and honest about everything. So, yeah. I definitely feel like this is my purpose. I feel like it's destined for me to be great. It's Facts. Destined for me to,
Facts. You and know. If you don't feel that way about yourself, you're losing.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like this is just right for me. Like, I used to kind of be shy. Well, not shy, but just very, like, reserved, would you say, Ace?
Yeah.
Reserved. So, like, I wouldn't really talk to people. I was just, like, in my own world, which I'm still in my own world, but I'm just more open to, you know, actually, like, initiating conversations now. I'm not scared to talk to people. And I feel like that's, like, this is my purpose. My purpose is to, I feel like, influence people to be positive and just have somebody that maybe was in a negative space in their life, like, look at me and say, okay, well, if she was this way and now, you know, she's this way or she has this or she's striving to be like this, like, I know I can do it too.
Right on.
So I feel like I'm definitely living in my purpose and I don't have any regrets about anything that I've ever done in life because, no regrets. Oh my goodness, because it has literally like made me the person that I am today. So yeah, I just feel like this is definitely my purpose. I always love fashion. I always love to dress nice. My mother kept us laced, me and my sister, so we always was fresh our whole life. We always got new shit, got everything, you know, J's, all that crazy stuff we used to like. So I just always was into fashion, and I feel like Ace is the person that kind of brought that out of me of, like, wanting to create my own things and actually seeing that things are possible. Before, I used to tell Ace all the time, like, it's just, I don't know, like, are you sure? Like, do you really think this will work? Or, you know, like, that's not realistic. Things like that. Like, I'm a realist. And sometimes that can be.
She really is.
It could come off as being negative. But it's just, like, when you go through a lot in your life, like, certain things, you just be like, no, that can't happen to me. Or, you know, I don't know. I was just like that before. I'm not like that now. But it definitely takes you to grow and, like I said, just learn your purpose. I feel like my purpose is to enlighten people, be a mentor to people, and then also just live my life. Like, that's it. Like, I just want to live my life and be positive and win and make money with my husband and travel and just be a happy person. I don't want to be depressed and stressed and let nobody just take me back to a place that I don't want to be. So that's why I move how I move now. I don't have any malice towards anybody that's in my life or that's not in my life. I just don't care anymore. Like, I can't bring myself to engage in bullshit anymore.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Facts.
And then also, I just want to say, live every day like it's your last day.
Every day.
Like, I mean, even if you go to work, you know, you come home, like, make sure you do something for yourself every day.
Facts.
Rather, it's, you know, you want to come home and have you a beer. If that's what you like to do, do it. If you want to come home and, you know, sitting on the couch watching a movie, just having time to yourself, there's nothing wrong with that. But at least do something for yourself to make you happy every single day. Like, a day should never go by where you can put yourself first. And I know things in life happen to where you may be busy. You may have all of these things that you have to get done. But at the same time, like, you do have to take time to yourself every day to just be, to just, like, have time to think and just have time. Yeah, to meditate. And it's nothing wrong with that. Whether you have children, no children, you know, people that you have to take care of, it doesn't matter. At least try to take, I would say at least you should have, everybody should give themselves at least 30 minutes to an hour to meditate or to just, like, have that time to themselves and just be able to, like, just think about the day.
Before you go out and deal with the universe or even after you're done dealing with the universe, man. You come home, take a good 15, 20, 30 minutes to yourself. You know, take a hot shower, relax. You know, clear your mind, get rid of that bad mojo, them bad vibes that you have to deal with out in that wicked world.
Especially at work.
You're home, you're in your safe place.
Yep, and that's what I was going to say. Your home should be your peace. Like, you should be able to, you should want to be at home. Like, if you, you know, that's why I don't have a problem. I used to want to go out every weekend. Like, I don't have a problem with being at home. Like, I love my house. I love my space. I love my peace. If I'm having a bad day, I know if I get home, I can always just, you know, just be peaceful and just be, what is it called, in my humble abode. You know, it's not, I'm glad and blessed, I feel like, to have a stress-free household. And I just like being at home. I've made it comfortable for us. So I'm very content with just chilling at the crib now. Especially now, like, we're running a business. You be so tired and your mind just be, you know, gone, and you just be trying to come up with so many ideas. Like, my mind is constantly racing all day. My mind is constantly, like, thinking about, you know, what's the next design, or what else could I be doing to make the situation better or the business better? How can I market to certain people? Just different stuff. Like, my mind is constantly racing. Ace, he get up at, like, 5 in the morning. I get up, make sure he gets to the car good or whatever, just kind of, you know. And he always be telling me, go back to sleep. But it's like, I can't really go back to sleep. Because my mind is racing. So I just get up, get on the laptop, and get to it. If I get tired, I go back to sleep. If not, I'm up for the rest of the day. Just because that's just how I've been for the past few months. I just see the bigger picture in life. So it's just like, I'm going to work for the life that I want. And there's just a certain lifestyle that I want to live. So that's why I'm doing it. And then also work on, like, self-awareness and then also your self-worth. So just be, I would just say, just be the best you can be. Only surround yourself with people that are...
Who drive matches your drive. Whose ambition matches your ambition.
And sometimes it does take people to get there, like... You get, like, a lot of people have told me since we started His and Hers Apparel and Young Married and Lit, like, we've basically, what's the word I'm trying to say?
Inspired
them to, like, want to get in their bag and want to, like, do certain things. And it's nothing wrong with it. I'm glad that I can be that person for
you. It's really humbling, for real.
It is. It's definitely humbling because...
It makes it feel like, you know, our voice really, you know, matters. And people, you know...
When people message me, like... Why y'all ain't put the podcast out yet? Or I listened to the podcast and this, like, really resonated with me. Or I really enjoyed this. Like, can you touch on this? Or what do you think about this? Like, that's a good-ass feeling because that's literally the point of the podcast.
Right, to
make people think, make people aware of certain situations. And just kind of like a, we talking to our people. Like, that's it. That's how I look at the podcast. I don't even look at it like, you know, I'm talking to strangers, like, y'all my people. So, shit, I try to be as open and honest as I possibly can be with y'all. So, yeah, I definitely enjoy doing the podcast. And I feel like it also brings me peace. It's another outlet. If I have a stressful day or whatever,
that's real.
I can, you know, pretty much count on the podcast to get whatever I need to say out. And that's just what it is. So, yeah. So I definitely, enjoy that. And then just knowing your self-worth, basically just, like I said, just don't take no bullshit. Just try to be, as reliant and as open and honest with yourself too. Like, you got to make yourself happy. I always tell people, you can't make other people happy if you're not happy yourself. So just go that route. Just try to, you know, maintain and do whatever you need to do to stay happy.
You know, and always remember, nobody needs nobody.
Only person you need is God.
If you can think it, you can do it. Make it happen on your own if you have to. You don't have to have a huge team or huge support system. Just do it.
That's very true.
If it's in your heart, if it's something that you really want to accomplish, something you really want to get done, just do it.
Nobody is stopping you but you.
Facts.
I told somebody that today. We were texting and I was just checking on them. They was like, you've been so busy, everything going good or whatever. And I was like, yeah. They was like, I want to start my stuff, and it's just like, I don't know where to start and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, just do it. Like,
right.
Whatever you think you don't have or whatever resources you feel like you may not have, just do it. Try to do it without that and then see how far you can get. Man. When we first started, we didn't have no podcast equipment. We didn't have, like, nothing but our phones. Like, that's it. So just do what you do with what you got. Make it work. As you build your clientele, as you start to make money, as you build, you know, I guess your customers or whoever, whatever you just depending on whatever you're trying to do in life, like, then you can go ahead and get exactly what you need for that. But work with what you got. I mean, that's just what it is. You may not be able to get a physical boutique. Just do online. It's nothing like, just do that shit.
Facts.
If I would have known what I know now a year or two ago, I would have been started. Like, we literally would have been started this shit. It was just, I was doubting myself. Like, that's what it was. The only thing that was stopping me was me. Ace always used to be like, let's just do it, babe. Like, let's just do it. But I was just like, I don't know. I ain't ready or whatever. But, like, I feel like this is a perfect time. Because I'm mentally ready for it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm mentally ready for it. And then now I have the time. I decided to quit my job and basically do this full time.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Congratulations, wife.
Thank you, babe. Thank you for being my support system and even allowing me to do that.
Hey, shit. I know my role. As the man, I'm here to provide, make sure everything is good.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So we can continue to live how we live.
Definitely. You know? So, yeah, I have more free time to do what I need to do in regards to Young Married and Lit and His and Hers and Pearl. So, yeah, I think that I was going hard last week, a couple weeks before. Like, I'm really, really going hard now. So, y'all going to constantly see me, you know, posting on social media about His and Hers and Young Married and Lit and just doing what I need to do to make sure that we're successful, because I do want Ace to quit his job within the next, I would say, 6 months to a year.
Shit, what job?
Possibly before that. If things keep going the way that they're going, like, you would definitely not have to work. You don't have to work now if you don't want to. But I just thank you for being responsible and just telling me, like, no, babe. Like, you go ahead and quit. Do what you need to do. Focus on that. I'll help you, you know, but I still need to have a job for benefits or whatever. Like, because you and ladies, if a man is willing to do that for you, like, that says a lot about him and his character. So definitely don't take that shit for granted, because I don't know a lot of men that will take care of their household and let their wives, you know, fulfill their dreams. Like, it's just, I don't know. I just don't know a lot of men like that, or even a lot of men that are able to actually do that. And sometimes, you know, your man want to do it for you, but he just not financially stable to do that for you. Don't compare or anything like that, but because everybody has their time. But yeah,
that's the main thing.
Don't compare your life to nobody, because you don't know what people go through.
Everybody has their time. Mm-hmm. You will get your time if you put forth the effort. Stay prayed up. You will get your opportunity, whatever mm-hmm. that opportunity may be. Yep. I was talking to somebody the other day about that, man. He was saying how one of his homeboys, you know, is always going out of his way to try to force some stuff, man, and trying to, you know, make something shake.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, he's forcing it. And then he pointing out what everybody else got going on and what they doing. I was like, yeah, that's not a good,
you can't
good trait
focus
to have,
on
man. You can't focus on what everybody else is doing. Yeah.
That's the thing, though. Like, I literally, like, I try not to even look at other people's shit. Like, not on no hating shit or nothing like that, but just so that it doesn't, you know, slow down my process or,
right.
Like, I don't want to, like, bite off of nobody's
right.
shit either.
And that's, and even with music, even when I'm writing music and when I'm coming up with shit,
mm-hmm.
I like to, you know, be in my own world, TV
yeah.
off, you know, radio off.
Yeah, he don't even let me be around him.
You know what I mean?
I be downstairs.
I want to inspire myself. I like yeah. to, you know, create
mm-hmm.
organically.
Right.
Know?
And that's where I'm at with it, too. Like, a lot of things inspire me, and, you know, of course, I'm on social media, so of course, I'm going to see things or whatever that I like, but for the most part, I try to just focus on myself. I try to focus on, like, what would me and Ace wear, or what would Ace look nice in, things like that, because I always told Ace, like, I like to, you know, dress men. Like, I always like to dress Ace. I always be like, babe, you should put this together. Or, you know, I try to style him and things like that. But it's just like, I don't know. Like, I just like to do stuff. So I try to stay inspired and just, you know, look up new things and try new things with my designs. So, yeah. And then also, yeah, just for an example of, you know, like, taking the time to learn things. So before we started, like, actually started to design His and Hers apparel, even Young Married and Lit stuff, I had to basically learn, if y'all are familiar with, like, Adobe Illustrator and Adobe Photoshop. So, like, I was totally, like, didn't know shit about it. Like, it was just so confusing. I was like, how am I gonna make designs? Like, I had the, you know, the designs in my head, but I just didn't know how to put them together as far as, like, doing it on Adobe Photoshop or Illustrator. Yeah, when I tell y'all, like, I feel like I'm a straight pro now. Hey, like,
yeah, you've been whizzing that shit.
Everything, it's all it takes is just, like, YouTube is my best friend.
I thought I was your best friend.
Babe, come on now. You know what I mean. I'm talking about as far as us trying to make some money.
Okay.
but yeah, like, YouTube taught me a lot. I just had to literally read. Like, I did a lot of seminars. I did a lot of, like, help book things. That I just kind of, like, went on Google, whatever I wanted to do or whatever I wanted to create. I went on Google, put it in, and seen what came up. I went through videos and just kind of did my thing. I just knew what I wanted to do. So I was very, very determined. Like, I was determined to learn this shit. And I'm still learning. I'm not no pro by any means, but I feel like I just keep getting better and better every week. I just keep finding new things that I can do and new things that I can create on those programs. So I would definitely say don't let, you know, lack of knowledge
hold you back,
because all you have to do is just work towards it. You never know where you can get. I never would have thought that I would be able to do what I do in those programs, like, as fast as I have learned, because that shit is hard. If anybody has worked on Illustrator or Photoshop, you know, like, it's a lot to it. It's a lot that you have to learn. But yeah, I just did that shit. So definitely stick to it and just, you know, do what you need to do to make this shit work.
Facts.
And then also, just, I guess,
don't be a bum.
Definitely don't be a bum.
It's 2020, boy. You gotta have some gumshoe about yourself.
Some, man. What, babe?
Some gumshoe.
Some gumshoe. You, yeah, sound like my grandma.
Straight up. You gotta be working. Somebody gotta be doing something, mm-hmm, around you, man.
You don't wanna be no bum. And it's like, you should want to get your own bag. Like, if I would never have quit my job if I wasn't doing His and Hers. Like, if I wasn't making money by it. Like, I would never have quit my job. I don't care how much money I would have been making. But I just feel like, shit, you do got to take chances in life. But you also got to be smart, too.
Facts.
You don't want to be on nobody's curb. You don't want to be getting evicted or losing your car, or losing your house, anything like that. So you do got to be smart with your decisions. And just think about the bigger picture. Because at the end of the day, all of these people that tell people to quit their jobs and do this and do that, y'all better not listen to their ass. Don't do it. I'm telling you. If you don't have somebody that's supporting you, if His and Hers or Young Married and Lit stop today, I know for a fact that bills is still going to get paid because I have Ace as a support system. So that is why I made the decision to do what I needed to do. But if you don't have a support system, don't do that shit. Wait until the time is right for you. It takes time to get here. I've been wanting to quit my job for years, but I don't know. Like, I just was like, fuck it. Like, I'm gonna just do it. You know, certain circumstances definitely pushed me to do it. But at the same time, like, I was very smart about, you know, making my decision. And I just want to thank you for even supporting me, babe.
Of course.
Thank you.
Right.
But yeah, like, just this, basically this whole episode is about elevating, doing what you need to do. Giving people their flowers while they're here.
You did.
Just making sure that you are a good person and you are doing what you need to do to be a good person in this society. Because life is hard. It's very, very hard. But you got to just do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Be an example. That's what I would say. Be an example for, you know, what you may want your kids to be. If you got kids and if you don't want your kids to be like you, it's mm-hmm. something wrong. Like,
facts.
You should want your kids to be like you, or you should, you be know, at least. Yeah, or be better than you. But if they were like you, you shouldn't be unhappy with that either. So, yeah, just be a word of encouragement to people. No negative Nancy's around me. Nobody that's not supporting me around me. If you ain't seen me in a while, it's probably because you don't support me.
Facts.
And I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah, fact, though.
I'm not going to be around nobody. Laugh in their face. Be cool with them. Have you at my house. Go to your... Like, I can't do it. So, ain't no hard feelings, but I just got to be around people that's motivating to me. That is... has my best interest, is what I'll say.
Right.
If you don't have that, you ain't seen me. Yeah, so just focus on living your dream. And do you have anything else that you want to add, babe? I was like, this episode was going to be short. I don't really know how long it's been because I'm not really paying attention to the clock. But what else you want to talk about?
I think we got to break the news to him.
What's the news?
The news is we're about to go live for 2020.
Definitely about to go live. I'm so excited for that, but at the same time, I'm a little like, I'm not scared, but
yeah, I was just about to say, what for?
I guess because, like, I'm a woman, like, so you probably don't understand it, so that means that I have to basically be fresh. Like,
I mean, what's different? What's new?
I'm saying, babe, come on now, like, let's be a honey. When I be recording this shit, like, sometimes I be in my pajamas and shit, like, I ain't gotta worry about, you know, my hair and makeup and all of this stuff. But that's the only thing. Like, it's not anything, like, as far as the content goes. But just that aspect of it. But, I mean, it is what it is. And we're going to try to be more consistent in 2020. Like, I've learned that the weekend podcasting numbers versus when we used to do the podcast on Thursday, it was a difference. We are, you know, starting to get our numbers back up now. But I'm learning that... people like to listen to the podcast during the week on, like, Saturdays and Sunday. Well, maybe Sundays would be okay, but, like, Fridays and Saturdays, most of y'all be turned up and, you know, y'all ain't got time to listen to our podcast. Yeah. So, I think we're going to go back to doing Thursday evenings. When we do the live, do you want to do Thursdays, though?
Yeah, that'll work.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I would say Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say every Thursday, and I'm not going to say every Friday, but it's going to be either Thursday or Friday. Let's try to, you know, at least keep that.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Thursday or Friday.
I agree.
Because sometimes life just happens, and you just never know.
This show been happening now.
Definitely been happening. So, yeah. Don't charge us, babe. I mean, don't charge us, y'all. Just kind of, you know.
Charge our heads and not our hearts.
We're trying to get it together for y'all.
There's a lot going on. Trying to figure it out, man.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get it together. So, yeah, I would definitely say by, I'm going to say what, like, end of March,
mm-hmm.
We're going to start doing live. And then also, y'all, be looking out. We are in the process of planning our pop-up shop for His and Hers Apparel.
Yeah.
If you are in St. Louis, or even if you're not in St. Louis and you just want to come show love, I'm pretty sure that the date is going to be April the 18th.
Right.
And we're going to have it in the city off of Cherokee. I'm not going to put the name out there yet until I finalize it, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be in that area. The venue that I did see was beautiful. Shout out to Twin for giving me that venue information because it was lit as fuck. What was the name of that thing, babe, I went to? I can't even. It was it was pussy something.
Oh, Lord.
It was a good event, though. I went to an event last Saturday with my friend Twin, and it was really nice. I had a great time. It was strippers. It was big booties there. Like, it was lit. So, you know, I sent you that video. But yeah, I had a good time. So shout out to Twin for hooking that up for me. Definitely in the stages of finalizing that venue. So y'all be looking out for us. We will be putting out more information on it soon to come. And then also, if you are a vendor and would like to be a part of our pop-up shop, let me know. I'm only choosing maybe two. If I really only want one, but maybe two vendors. I've already talked to one of my cousins, so if she comes through, I only have one more spot available. But just reach out to me and or me or Ace, and we can definitely try to come up with something on that. Only thing about the vendors, no clothing vendors. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I ain't having no clothes there. It'll be like more so like if you have eyelashes or gloss, lip gloss, or any other type of business, it's fine with me. But yeah, just no clothing vendors. So yeah, anything else, babe?
No, that's it.
And of course, I want to thank y'all for listening to the podcast. Thank y'all for supporting us.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for listening every week, all the time. Thank y'all for the engagements on all of the social media platforms.
Appreciate you.
Thank y'all for the orders, the continued orders. Y'all just don't know how much of a blessing y'all are to me. We really appreciate it. Everything is just going to go up from here. Everything is going to get better. So continue to follow us on Instagram at Young Married and Lit Podcast. My Instagram is pushed by AYLA and Ace.
Mine is AceBoogie2C.
And then also make sure y'all follow our His and Hers apparel page.
Yeah, we got to get our followers.
We got to get our follow ups on there. It's HIZXHRZ apparel. Y'all shouldn't know how to fucking spell apparel on Instagram. So yeah, just thank y'all for the support. If y'all have anything that you guys want us to talk about, anything y'all have business that y'all need a shout out on or all of that good stuff, let us know. And thank y'all for listening.
You dig.